Hello and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. T, the show where we talk how to live occupationally through the lens of an occupational therapist. OT Talk standing not only for occupational therapy talk, of course, but also overtime talk. We try to do this show aside from the normal day job of being an OT for the Board of Ed. And hopefully on target talk, hopefully bringing to you ways to live occupationally, to think occupationally, to live more functionally, more independently. We hope you enjoyed the concert series, special concert series brought to you by yours truly, Mr. T. All the songs from over the years that I wrote using my classical guitar, hopefully going to get an acoustic one looking into it, but hopefully it'll have a different sound, maybe with the Martin or whatnot. But in general, we hope you enjoy the concert songs. Please feel free to share it and to send to others. And feel free to email MaximumTEE@yahoo.com. And that was the My Music quick two episodes of the songs. Now let's get back into some other topics. Of course, we're going to try to make it to the end of the year, Blin Under Amit Hashem, talking different topics for the love of that are near and dear to me that I'd love to talk about. And then we'll take a different direction next year for season 5 in Mirza Shembli Nederbli and Haro Wishabi Zochem to continue, hopefully, helping people. We're going to take a week hiatus or so for Pesach as well, for Passover, and then we'll come back and hopefully end with the end of the school year. So let's talk a little bit about I Love the 90s. There was a show a couple of years ago, many years ago, really, when I was a kid, much younger, where we talked the love of the 90s. They talked about what they loved in the 90s. So for me, I want to talk about a few games that I was thinking about the other day, calling the love of the 90s games. So one of them that comes to mind right away was something we talked about a different time, those pipe-sized building construction toy, basically. I don't know what it's called. I found it's called Pipe Builders was one of them. I don't remember. There was something with a U, but the only version I found was called Two Blocks, a life-size construction toy. Fun fix as well, also a life-size construction thing as well. So it was a very cool way to actually go about and to build with that actual type of a toy. And this, to me, is such a cool toy, a construction toy. We've talked about before how cool it is to make life-size items, to make these really cool items. And that was a 90s game for me, a 90s type of a toy for me. But I was thinking about it. You know what's another really cool one we had growing up? I don't know if you, the viewer, the audience, the listener, knows this toy, but it was called Knock Hockey. N-O-K Hockey. What a cool game. It was basically this big rectangle. Maybe it was like 4 feet or so long. Maybe it was 3 feet or so wide, and we had these two little plastic small hockey sticks, if you will, little red L's that you held in your fingers, and then there was the puck, the wooden round flat puck, and there were these two like wooden diamonds turned sideways to try to block the goal, and you had to get the right goal to try to get it through the hole. Like if you hit it off the side in a certain angle, you can make it through the goal. Very cool game. There was very intense games, me and my brothers, people in general, very intense with the game. Very cool game, very hands-on. And that's like not such a game you see so much anymore. I think you could probably still buy it. I mean, I Google imaged it, I looked on it in general, Amazon was like, very cool game, takes up a lot of space, but so much fun. Could get a little aggressive, a little violent if you go head-to-head in the middle of the board, trying to block them, trying to knock it out, or whatnot. But in general, that's a cool game also to think of, Knock Hockey. And it doesn't require batteries, doesn't require building, it comes fully assembled. And it gave endless entertainment for hours. Such a simple game, such a cool game. It takes the flat puck, the two little hockey sticks, and the board, and voila, that's it. Nowadays, everything needs to have such tricks and treats and bells and whistles, craziness. But the love of the 90s games, Knock Hockey was one of them. Then also foosball was big when I was growing up. Even now, people still use foosball. I was never really good at it. I know in seminary abroad in Israel, we had a foosball table too. But the idea to flip those people and try to get them to knock the ball into the other person's goal, fascinating. I was never good at that again, but still cool that they have a foosball table. A lot of houses have it. Some places have it, but a cool game to think about is also the foosball table. And one of them that I really love, a game that I really, really love is ping pong. And we had a ping pong table in our own basement for a little while, but of course it takes up a lot of room. I don't even know how wide and long it is, but it's for sure 6 feet or so long, definitely longer. And some people can make a table into a makeshift ping pong table. You could get a net. I know my brother does that. You can make a makeshift thing where you put the net on the table and then you have both sides of the table and then it's good enough also. I happen to like ping pong a lot. I wonder if I'm still good. I used to be semi-good, but learning as a lefty, playing as a lefty, you know, you got to find that hand-eye coordination. Some people are really good at it. You have the ping pong balls, you have the actual ping pong rackets. Very cool game for kids, especially as they get older. Again, it doesn't require a lot of materials. You just need the ping pong balls, you need the ping pong rackets, and the table. And if you could use a net and use any table, like a dining room table, a kitchen table, providing you cover it and not destroy it, that's a cool way to do it too, for the love of 90s games, including foosball, knock hockey, and ping pong as well. But it goes above that also. Different games too. There was a game called Crossfire, I remember, where you had to basically shoot the ball as like a metal ball or like a marbled ball down the circular oval type of a board, and you had to try to score. Very cool game also to be able to do that. And when you did that, it was a lot of fun. The idea being that there's so many games, especially from the 90s, that were so simple, so toned down, and it was so easy. You know, I saw Don't Wake Daddy was a game also, and, you know, the Hot Shot game. And they had the baseball version where you had to, like, a hit ball. They were all plastic and handheld. So many different games, so simple. You want a good game. You want a functional game, an occupational game, a game that could keep kids entertained and independent. And you yourself could play independently. Think about these games. Think about bringing it to your own life, keeping the game simple. They don't need batteries. They don't need trick spells and whistles in order to be having fun. For the love of 90s games, here on OT Talk with Mr. T. Join us next time as we talk different items in OT land here on OT Talk with Mr. T. And I'm your host, Mr. T.